The 0-2 pitch. Swing and a miss. He got him. Handcuffed him with a breaking ball inside. Three pitches. Carlson strikes out the side in the seventh.
Parker Carlson, two innings of work for the Tigers. He earns his first win of the season. Faced the minimum six guys tonight in the outing. And we're ready to talk to Parker. You hear us okay, Parker?
I hear y'all just fine.
All right. How are you feeling after this one tonight?
Exciting. Great team win. You know, offense wasn't firing on all cylinders, but the whole pitching staff did a phenomenal job. You know, that's a good team over there, and we just tried to fill up the zone the best we could and give our guys a chance to win.
What did the coaches tell you coming out of the Vanderbilt weekend? You tried to reset with practice yesterday to come in here. What was the message as you got ready to go in this game tonight?
Yeah, just we know we're good enough to compete with anybody. Obviously, stuff didn't go our way this weekend, but we're a really good team. We got a lot of great players, got a great staff. If we just believe in our stuff, Butch just, you know, says just find one thing you can improve on as a whole. You know, we're a great team. We're going to keep playing like we're a great team.
What has been the biggest difference maker for you this season, Parker? Because you've been sharp every time you've been out there.
Just confidence, honestly. You know, the coaches instilled a lot of confidence in me and trust, and that feels really good, getting opportunities. But, you know, just trying to help the team win any way I can. You know, honestly, going into this year, I didn't really care what my role was. I just knew I was going to take advantage of every time. So it feels really good right now, and I'm glad the coaches are trusting me to keep putting me back out there.
For maybe the casual fan who doesn't understand what that looks like on the mound, does that come in the form of being able to throw pretty much any pitch on any count, having that confidence to do that no matter the situation?
Definitely. I think just a lot of it's talking to yourself on the mound, saying you're a little better than the guy in the box. That's been my biggest thing right now. Just having confidence in every pitch. That's the number one thing in pitching. So
yeah. All right. Mindset of this group. How excited are they to get back home for Arkansas this weekend?
We're fired up. You know, it's going to be fun this weekend. You know, we got a great team coming in, but like I said, if we do what we do best, you know, we can beat anybody. So.
No question about it. Great job out there tonight. Fun watching you. Thanks for the visit, War Eagle.
Thank you very much,
Irish,
War
Eagle. The seventh Tiger to bat here in the seventh inning. Wood walked Weiss on a 3-2 pitch. His payoff to Irish. Nowhere close. He's walked in another run. It was high, it's ball four, and the Tigers now lead 2-1. Coach, what can you say about the way your pitchers went out and really filled up the strike zone tonight?
Yeah, I think, you know, it took our death to get back in the win column, but absolutely excited for those guys. For every guy that walked out there did something very, very positive. I think George is telling me like 13 strikeouts, one walk, but I just thought the composure was good. Everybody landed more than one pitch. I think Herbert Holtz three, and each of the relievers come in, had both pitches working for the most part. And just absolutely, I think they had a couple extra base hits there, but just wasn't able to link up. I thought the guys was, you know, after the weekend, I wish we could have absolutely busted that game open there. We had the bases loaded a couple times there late, but once the win is secured, I really thought it was important and really neat to look back and see that our pitching staff helped us win a 2-1 ball game.
If we could, Coach, can we talk about all four of the guys individually, starting with Herbert Holtz back in the starting role for you, and he did his job for three innings.
Yeah, so if we keep him in that rhythm, Brad, he'd be able to have a full start next week. He did throw Saturday, so because of the illness of McBride, it caused us to maybe do some things we were already thinking about and just went ahead and pushed that. So he gave us three innings, and I thought it was a good three innings and probably could have done a little bit. I don't know if he could have done any more. I think he was kind of at his limit at three innings there. And then Carlson was good again, and Watts is continuing to grow. I liked him. And then who was the second guy in there behind Herbert Holtz?
Petrovic tonight gives up the home run to the first batter and then is dynamic after that.
Yeah, I think that he got the fire hat tonight from the guys. I think they respect him so much. Coming back from injury, got his senior year cut short. So he's been late to get to the party with us. I think that's only his second appearance. So we don't think he's just a guy. We think he has a chance to be a really special guy. He's a true freshman, big body, great poise, and you know, after that first hitter bit him, I thought he really did settle in and give us a couple of good innings. A fastball, he's got a plus changeup. I think that's what he's going to feature, and so happy to get him here. And I think he's just now getting where we feel like he can absolutely make a move up and be a part of this.
All right, Coach. And then offensively, work into the seventh inning. Their closer comes in the game, and you're able to be patient at the plate and take the walks and get on the board. You know the guys wanted to get it going offensively, and just like they've done all year, they haven't minded taking the walks if that's what it takes.
It was just tough at bats there. You know, we won a couple, we lost a couple, but we wound up getting the two. Ike Irish's at bat was tremendous to earn the walk. So we had a couple there to take the lead. So those were huge at bats, and that's what I was talking about. I'd love to have one guy to just kind of bang it through right there. But these guys were resilient and kind of knew the score, kind of knew the situation, and competed with two guys, their last lefty and their last righty. I'm looking at the splits, and, you know, should we pinch hit, stay here, what do we do? And both those guys were under 200. Whether it's a righty or a lefty for those last two guys. So they got to the point of the game that they wanted with the lead, and they dropped in two guys that hadn't been hit, and the guys did a really good job of the strike zone to get the two on the board.
All right, Coach, thank you very much for the visit. Look forward to catching up with you before the opener against Arkansas Thursday. War Eagle.
War Eagle.